This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
We are today talking all things business. We're looking at the business brand, but you know, it's very hard sometimes, according to some of the things I've gone through, to separate the business brand and the personal brand, especially if you've got negative branding around you as a business owner. But you, as entrepreneurs, how do we successfully do that? Should we even be doing that? Or should we be building both brands up at the same time? And to help us with this conversation, I'm joined on the line by Khumutso Talane, independent economic analyst, business coach, as well as financial literature advocate. Good morning and thank you so much, Sissy. It's been a minute. How are you?
Been a minute, Sonia. I'm good. How are you?
I am great. Thank you. I was so excited when I saw your name. I'm like, yes, I'm on.
We are so on.
We are so on. And we're talking about something that I'm quite interested about, which is the brand. Brand of the business versus the brand of the business owner. Can an entrepreneur decide whether to focus more on the personal branding or on the business brand?
You know what? When I did my research and I was looking into this, I was like, okay, fine. Can I give an example of Elon Musk?
Okay.
So you know that there's a brand Elon Musk, and then there is a brand that is Tesla, right?
Yes.
But you cannot separate the two. You can never. You can never speak about Elon Musk without having to speak about Tesla and vice versa.
Mm.
So they really have got a mutual relationship.
Sure. And at what stage of a business should someone then start investing in personal brand? Because, you know, sometimes you might just be trying to start the business and looking here and there. At what point do you now start making yourself a brand as well that complements the business brand?
At the beginning, you need to just have a roadmap of what kind of a field do you want your client and your possible business partners to look at you and feel and say, okay, fine. When I'm seeing this kind of a look, I know that Khumutso should fit into it.
Mm.
A lot of people are just really not invested much in the personal brand because their businesses are doing so well. And also others, they're doing so well, but they don't take care of the business element of things because they are the brand.
Mm.
One way or another, somewhere in the future, they will meet each other. So when now we're looking into the statistics of things that are happening, entrepreneurs should invest in the personal brand literally day one.
Mm.
If you look into the way life is going, social media is the one.
Mm.
And then the very nice example that I've picked up is that LinkedIn has got over 15 million South African users. So you have to position yourself if you want your brand to go there.
Absolutely.
Right? And then it's growing every day.
Sure. And then there's this element that, you know, I just thought of now. When you've got, like, as your personal brand, you've got a negative brand perception with the people that follow you around your brand. Does that negative brand perception of you as a person have an impact on the business brand?
100%. 100%.
Mm.
Without having to do any example of advertising a personality on the show,
yeah.
You look into how when their personal relationship gets to be shaken, how then their business starts to go down.
Mm.
We are the brand and the brand is us.
We are the brand and the brand is us. And what are some of the common mistakes that entrepreneurs make when trying to build both brands?
Inconsistency.
Oh, wow.
You know, you post today because you feel like, oh, I went to an event, you post.
Yeah.
Tomorrow you don't have an event, you don't post.
Eish.
Right? And then there's a poor professionalism that comes in. Yo, how you just attack people that comes for you. Guys, not every negative comment deserves your time.
Yeah, you know what? I'm struggling with that because what do you mean?
I mean, like, my darling, you can't entertain everything. Not all things that move deserves your back.
Yeah, no, that's right? True. That's true. Because I have a personal struggle with that. Every time I have a negative comment, I don't respond to that negative comment because I don't want to start an argument. But I then don't sleep overnight. It's taking my sleep out.
It is a reflection of who they are, not you. Live
absolutely,
it
absolutely. Oh, thank you so much, man. Really.
And
do
then
it, yeah.
Maybe I can just give two more examples.
Yeah.
Relying on funders. You know, when you don't have, there's position that you can do when you want to position your brand.
Okay.
Without money, you know, having to do outreaches, you know, position yourself right, find a niche. A lot of people who don't know which niche you are in, when you speak about commerce, they would know that it's finance, it's clothes, it's. So we need to know.
Sure,
what
absolutely.
Kind of business are you, the aspect of business you're concentrating on, and neglecting digital marketing? Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Invest in that. Invest in that. Like, you need to, at some point, go and have a proper photo shoot. You need to somewhere, somehow, find and hire these people. The unemployment is a lot.
Mm.
Go and find this talent. Hire them to make your brand look the way you want to look.
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely. Kumoto, thank you so much. You always leave us with some great nuggets every time we chat. We really do appreciate it. For those who would like to utilize your expertise and just get in touch with you for your business, how do they get in touch?
So across all platforms, I'm Kumoto Talani. If you can just Google Kumoto Talani, most of my platforms will pop up. Kumoto with an H. And maybe let me leave you with this. For those that are trying to break into this thing of having to find themselves being a brand or the companies being a bigger brand that they ought to want it to be, can they just make sure that they understand that 50 million people are really active in South Africa on the social media.
Yeah.
So if they get the social media right,
yeah,
the rest of the things will fall into place.
Absolutely.
For example, people are fighting. When people are fighting, don't be part of that fight. Some of the fights don't even include you, and they don't even need you to say anything. Just prioritize and then concentrate on the positives. Where there's positivity, be the one that brings it, and other people are watching.
Absolutely. Oh, Kumoto, thank you so much, man. Really do appreciate it, Sissy. This energy needs you to be in studio. So one of these good days when we invite you, please make sure you bring this energy into the studio. We appreciate you, Sissy.
Thank you so much. This energy, 365 days, Sunday, Monday to Sunday, my darling. I hope I wrapped it off on you today.
Absolutely. The show is taking a different direction now. What an exciting conversation. Interesting. You can't separate the two brands. Your personal brand and the business brand go hand in hand. What you put out there of yourself ultimately will reflect back on your business. So you need to grow both of them because they will complement one another. So I want to find out from you, do you trust the business more when the founder or the leader of the business is visible and active and they've got a positive brand around them, or their brand of the leader does not matter for you? If the company is doing what you want it to do, you'll still go and use the services or the product of that company. Let me know on 079-899-6226.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.